Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Dalbert Caballero, date of birth 5/6/1978, date of procedure October 21st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Niral Patel. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies, period. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision of the cecum. To the cecum, which is identified by the presence of appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 8. 2-3-3, period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number one, there was a sessile, approximately 10 millimeter cecal polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 15 to 18 millimeter There was an approximately 15 millimeter pedunculated polyp at the hepatic flexure that was removed with hot snare polypectomy, period. This was removed piecemeal as there was technical difficulties with the grounding pad and hot snare, period. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was some nodular mucosa noted on the left side of the colon that was also erythematous. This area was biopsied for histology. This was located in the sigmoid colon, period. The right side in the ascending and the cecum had an area of erythema as well with some mucus that was easily washed off, period. That random biopsies were obtained in this area for histology as well, period. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding, period. Findings, number 1, follow-up biopsy pathology. Number 2, recommend surveillance colonoscopy in 6 months for reevaluation of the polyp that was taken piecemeal. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.